We're going to go to a commercial, and you know, we'll play some more music, some more Gil Scott-Heron, and a tribute to the late great musician. And we're going to talk with Charlene as well. We're going to continue this conversation here on Radio Basics, CHRY 105.5 FM.
Estás escuchando CHRY 105.5, tu estación de radio comunitaria. Escucha en vivo en nuestro sitio web www.chry.fm.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lifes of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm, women liberationists, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
The revolution will be live. And if at all, it will be aired on CHRY
105.5, man. It will not be televised, but it will be on radio.
It'll be on Radio Basics, yeah. Man, if they haven't taken us out by then.
No, they can't. Do you know how important radio was in terms of revolutions all over the world?
No doubt. No doubt. You
Franz talked about that in his book, Black Skin, White Mask, how they needed radio. The Algerians needed radio.
Radio, yeah, it was a guerrilla form of communication.
For real.
Right? Before the monopolies took over the airwaves. In fact, you know, I'm with Basics Community News Service, right? Mm-hmm. An older brother, you know, like a real elder from the movement. He's been involved in militant struggles in Canada since like the 60s, 50s. And he was telling me the history of radio in Canada, how in the early period, in the 20s and 30s, or maybe it was the 10s and 20s,